This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we have seen in Orlando, San Bernardino, and elsewhere, ISIL is attempting to inspire attacks by sympathizers who have no direct links to the group. ISIL has a large cadre of Western fighters who could potentially serve as operatives for attacks in the West. And the group is probably exploring a variety of means for infiltrating operatives into the West, including in refugee flows, smuggling routes, and legitimate methods of travel. Unfortunately, despite all our progress against ISIL on the battlefield and in the financial realm, our efforts have not reduced the group's terrorism capability and global reach. ISIL will probably rely more on guerrilla tactics, including high-profile attacks outside the territory in Syria and Iraq that it currently holds. The group would have to suffer even heavier losses on territory, manpower, and money for its terrorist capacity to decline significantly. There are hardcore fighters, there are adherents, there are logistics specialists, facilitators, and others. But the numbers are significant.
This is CIA Director. We talked about it yesterday with Scotty Nell Hughes and the statements that he made that are in direct conflict with what the president said a day earlier about ISIS. Again, this is like, is this deja vu, Scott? I mean, where the president says we got ISIS on the run, and we've helped Detroit come back, from extinction, and then we find that things are not as they seem. I don't know how we trust this president, because he seems to sound more like Baghdad Bob than somebody who's giving us the real facts. I don't know. Do you have anything to say on that? If you do, just chime in. But this is most incredible that we would have such a conflict. And as I mentioned, to Scotty, I said, did John Brennan go to the Oval Office and hand his resignation in after this? Because I don't know how to put those. I mean, they seem rather dichotomous. The perception that the president would want us to believe about ISIS, and then here we have the CIA director saying, here's my perspective.
Well, there's definitely some sort of discord somewhere in there. Somebody's missing information somewhere, and I gotta assume it's the commander in chief.
Well, he supposedly has daily briefings. We know that there's many that he misses. Because you got tea times that are important, or whatever other issues that he has to deal with, and he's been noted to be missing those with regularity, and it seems that he's been missing quite a few lately. If he doesn't have a handle on this, and this had to have been difficult for Brennan, because you're telling me that he didn't hear what the president had to say. But sometimes it's kind of odd in our government. It's like kind of the Lois Lerner deal. It's like, you're going to be found out, so you have somebody go out and, kind of lay it out there, because somehow it makes sense in the world of government that, if you're lying, then somehow you got to find a way to tell the truth through some other surrogate or something. I mean, I don't understand this.
Well, if nobody ever calls you out for lying, I mean, why won't you, right?
Yeah. I mean, and to Brennan's point, I mean, here he is. He's saying, look at. I should say, to Trump's point, and what most people with common sense are saying, hey, look, can we slow down this refugee thing? We can't seem to vet these guys. The president said, wow, that's ridiculous. We've got it all under control. And you got Brennan's going, we don't. And so who do you believe?
This is the same people that want to be in charge of a no-fly, no-buy list.
Yeah.
What?
Well, the problem is, I think we're just so disconnected from the truth. That's really what's at issue here. We just don't know what the truth is. And so, meanwhile, we're all arguing when we don't have all the facts? Well, stay with us. The conversation will continue here on Bill Martinez Live, just about 5 minutes after.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing. We better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Celebrating now over 280 markets across this country of affiliates. Good to have you here. Also, just got picked up by Red State Talk Radio, who's carrying us live on their on-care channel from 9 to noon every day as well. Hey, with us right now, we're honored to have Jim Daly. He's the president of Focus on the Family, a global Christian ministry dedicated to helping families thrive, and the host of its daily national radio program. Abandoned by his alcoholic father at the age of 5, he lost his mother to cancer 4 years later, a wound made worse when his grieving stepfather left Daly and his 4 siblings to fend for themselves after their mother's funeral. He says, "I am living proof that no matter how torn up the road has already been or how pothole infested it may look ahead, nothing is impossible for God." He and his wife of 30 years, Jean, have 2 sons and live in Colorado Springs. Jim Daly, I'll tell you, this is the first time that we have met on the radio. It is an honor to have you here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Great to have you here. I've been a fan of Focus on the Family and what you've done in taking over the helm there over the years has just been stellar. And again, you know, we cannot thank you enough for the team that you've surrounded yourself with, the dedicated people there at Focus on the Family who are so committed to, you know, God's critical building block, which is the family unit.
Boy, it certainly is, Bill. And I think, you know, we're not out here to pick a fight with the culture. We're here to represent the Lord in our faith and to live well in our personal lives so that it's a witness to the world. And that's what the book's about. It talks about the macro perspective of marriage, the importance of marriage to culture, and then it also talks about the micro perspective, how you can make your marriage stronger. So I tried to cover the gambit of the marriage spectrum in the book, Marriage Done Right.
Well, as you say, Jim, you know, it's not our goal. I mean, we don't sit there and say, hey, let's just duke it out here. I mean, we learn as Christians, because God has forgiven us of so much, we understand very intimately what it is to have compassion, what it is to have grace and mercy and love. But yet I find it quite ironic, even according to the latest Gallup poll, and this is a Gallup poll of about 8 months ago, where the general market was saying, hey, where's the church? The moral compass of our culture is broken, and the church isn't telling us where we should go. And I say, well, you told the church to be quiet, and you've told Christians not to get involved in the culture, that you had it well under control, and now you're running in chaos and you're looking for the church for help.
Well, it's a great point. Today I have an op-ed in the New York Times online version, and I mean, people are killing me about terrorism and religious freedom and the fact that the answer to terrorism is not to mute Christians in the culture. In fact, what I've said, I didn't say it in that piece, but what I've said in other interviews is, you want a radical Christian living next to you. And what I mean by radical Christian, I mean someone who's living the tenets of their faith radically.
Right.
That means you're going to be loving, kind, joyful, peaceful, patient with others. That's a radical Christian. It's not radical in the Islamic term of Sharia law, where if you are homosexual or you are an infidel, we're going to kill you.
Exactly.
That's a radical Muslim. A radical Christian is the love of God. And that's what's so amazing. And the fact that people that aren't acquainted with faith, they just make the assumption that a radical Christian is somebody who wants to kill me. There's going to be people who are not stable mentally. Mm-hmm. They do not represent faith. Now, in our creed, in the Christian sphere, the scripture for us does not call us to kill or harm anyone.
Well, Jesus said, it's peace I give you. Fret you not, basically.
Right.
He says, the peace I give you is not of this world. And if there is any religion that is a religion of peace, and the followers of that said peace and that religion, it is those that are committed to following Jesus Christ, is it not?
It is, and I know in this debate, it's a hot debate, I get it. And one of the points I was making, Bill, is that when you look at people who voted for the definition of marriage, there were 31 states that passed marriage defined as one man, one woman, which totaled about 40 million votes. And then there were three states that passed same-sex marriage, and that was about 3.5 million votes. So when you look at it, people are saying, well, the people wanted this. Actually, it was one judge. The
exactly.
decision was 4-5, and Justice Kennedy went with the more liberal wing of the Supreme Court. So when you put it before people, people by and large said, no, marriage is special, it's different. And the point of all that that I try to make in the book is once the state redefined marriage to something meaning deep, loving friendship and partnership, it's no longer marriage. You can't bury the truth of God mm-hmm. with sand and call it truth.
Exactly.
The truth of God is that marriage, and you see it outwardly as well as emotionally, marriage is between one man and one woman. It's 6,000 years of human history, 365 days of the new order, meaning same-sex marriage, is not going to redefine truth.
Exactly. Well, you had one judge in California vacate 8 million votes, one federal judge vacate a total of 40 million votes, and progressives, meanwhile, say every vote counts. So does it really?
Only if it counts for us.
Exactly.
But, you know, the point of it is, again, it's not even the political area. I mean, mm-hmm. it's fair to say, you know what? They won at the court level, and they got their vision through. So the point is now, what do we do? I sat down with a gay activist probably 7-8 years ago, and he said to me, you guys haven't done so well with marriage. Why not let us try? We might be able to improve your statistics. And, you know, I had to say, you're right, because I want to be a truth seeker. Jesus said in front of Pontius Pilate, I came to testify to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at that, the truth is the Christian church has not done well when it comes to marriage. Our divorce rates are too high. What I said to the man, though, I said, listen, that's true, but it doesn't. Our inability to live it doesn't nullify the truth of God's word. It just means we're pathetic living it.
Exactly.
And to which he said, touche.
Uh-huh.
And the point in the book that I'm trying to make is don't try to control the culture. They really don't care what we think as Christians, particularly. What we have to do is demonstrate that God's design works best. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to double down on our marriages, strengthen our marriages, and reduce our divorce rate. That would be a good start.
Well, marriage done right, one man, one woman. I know that some in the general marketplace would look at that and say, wow, you're going after a group of people that believe in the antithesis. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're looking at what does a successful marriage look like? I mean, God gave us a perfect plan for it. He's the designer. He's the one that came up with the idea and the concept of marriage. And, you know, we go back to Genesis when God was talking to, and this is one of my favorite stories, and I hear this echo through the ages, Jim, when he's talking to Cain, and he says, Cain, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And he's saying that to marriages and to couples. If you do right, if you do righteously, if you do that which is consistent with my plan and purpose for your life, will it not go well for you?
Right, and another scripture in the Old Testament saying marriage should be honored by all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. And I think, again, the state has redefined marriage now to simply mean deep friendships, deep loving friendships. that sounds great, but that's not the iron triangle of marriage as we've known it for 6,000 years of human history. The iron triangle, as I mentioned, that
Jim, let me stop you for just a minute, only because we have to go to break here. I want to pick it up on the other side of the break, and we'll I want you to expand more on the significance of the iron.
Underrepresented in key areas such as science and technology, education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder NT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics today, and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Del Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family, continues. We're talking about his new book, Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman. When we look at the statistics of marriage today, the impact that it has on families, Jim, I'll tell you, this book couldn't come at a better time. It is time for us to draw pause and not only look at the numbers, but look at what our marriages reflect, the challenge that it has, and I'm talking about Christian marriages.
challenges. I say challenge and opportunity that has to reflect God's grace and to demonstrate to the rest of the public what it is. I think that the rest of the public is hoping for the right answer for marriage and hope that maybe the church has the answer.
Well, I hope that's true. I think that's been true throughout history. If you look at the early Roman Empire, the first, second, third centuries, what differentiated the Christians from everybody else were the things they did that expressed love to people, to strangers. Exactly. For example, they went in and fed those that were dying of the plague while other Romans were fleeing, and people wrote about it. Josephus wrote about it and said, who are these people that they lay their own lives down for complete strangers? That's unnatural. Right. And we've got to get to the point in our marriages that it is unnatural. What the culture takes us toward is, if you're not happy, leave. Mm. That's not a godly view of marriage. If you're not happy, work at getting happier.
Exactly.
University of Chicago did a study, and they took two groups of people. One group was headed toward divorce. The other group was willing to go to counseling. 5 years later, they interviewed those two groups. 85% of those who went through divorce were less happy than they were 5 years before, even though they went through divorce, got remarried, probably got divorced again. 70% do. Mm-hmm. On the other side, those who fought through and stayed committed and learned to communicate in their marriage, 85% of them were happier than they were 5 years before. The point is, don't do fast food marriage. You know what?
Exactly.
You've got to work at it, and that's the point of the book.
Well, let's talk about the triangle right before the break.
Yeah.
You started to break that down. I want to drill down in that, if you would, please.
It's an interesting thing when we look at where we're at in marriage today. It didn't start with the Obergefell decision a year ago. It started 50 years ago in 1960. The Iron Triangle is the millennia-known way that culture was built. It's built with marriage between a man and a woman, sex that the two have to become one, as the scripture says. And the byproduct of that union is children. God has given us the ability to create life between us. It takes a male and a female. And with all due respect, with biology, it still takes male product and female product to create a child.
Exactly.
Two women can't do it, two men can't do it. So you still need the basic building blocks of a male and a female to create life. And then in 1960, the FDA passed the pill, which made it easier for couples to not have children. Married or unmarried, didn't matter. Then in 69, our own wonderful president, but then governor, Ronald Reagan, passed no-fault divorce. By 1985, all states had embraced no-fault divorce. So we moved from a covenant relationship till death do us part to, you know what, I'm in this as long as I'm happy.
Yeah, contractual.
And thirdly,
right, exactly.
Contractual marriage, more of a contract. Then in 1973, if the pill failed, then the byproduct of your sexual union could be vacuumed or cut out of your womb in the form of abortion, and that the law would defend that. So those three things really began to deconstruct the Iron Triangle. And I think we're just reaping the whirlwind of that decision. Do we go back and change those things? The culture's too far past that point. What I'm saying is we got to see the antecedents of why marriage is failing. And I'll tell you what, culture will not survive long without strong marriages and children.
Exactly. And the statistics already show that, Jim. I mean, look at the statistics of homes without fathers.
I mean, this is devastating stuff. I included this in Marriage Done Right, the data. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 71%. 85% of all youth in prison come from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children come from fatherless homes. We have concentrated on the importance of mom, and that was good to do. But dads play a role in the household as well, and it's
exactly.
Stability. And we have ignored that at our peril. And to create more homes that are broken, I mean, why in Australia do they require 6 months of counseling before the government will issue divorce papers if there's children in the home? They do it not because they're altruistic. They do it because of the cost to the taxpayers in Australia for the broken home. Here in the U.S., women and children, married women and children in poverty is 6%. When they divorce, it jumps to 36%. You want to fight poverty, everybody? Let's keep marriages together.
Exactly. Now, in your book, Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman, you talk about solutions. You know, what we need to do to strengthen our marriage. You hinted a little bit in terms of a survey and an experience that tracked couples that wanted a divorce, others that were open to counseling, and the results paid an incredible dividend, and it was quite telling. But what can we do to strengthen our marriages, Jim?
Yeah, I included a lot of different advice from experts to the people that have lived together in a married relationship for 50-plus years. I found their data to be really interesting. I compiled it. I came up with the 5 most common answers to how did you stay married more than 50 years.
Wow.
And they said, don't keep secrets from each other, don't hold grudges, and forgive each other. Don't dwell on conflict between the two of you. Love changes because life is all about change. And then 5th, support each other's interests. What a practical way to do that. There are many Christian principles involved in all of those.
Exactly.
But when you look at it, that's how successful couples stay married. Mm-hmm. And if you're in year number 2, you're not going to have all those tools dialed in yet. You're going to struggle. I struggled with my wife, Jean. Mm-hmm. The other key principle is there is no perfect marriage. There are good marriages and bad marriages. And why not invest in creating a good marriage rather than divorcing?
Exactly. Anecdotally, one of my favorite questions to ask people who have been married for a long time what their secret is. And I asked this gal, she had been married 65 years. I said, ma'am,
that's great.
I said, you have to tell me your secret. You know, how have you been able to hold this together? She goes, oh, Sonny, let me tell you. She goes, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, does that end?
Wow.
And I'll tell you, that definitely stopped me in my tracks, especially in a culture today that more wants to be right than loved.
That's so true, Bill. And the other thing is the me-ism that we have in ourselves. Yes. In the church, too. We are so infected with the idea that I'm most important. In fact, when it comes to how we treat the world, and I would even say the gay community, we act as if Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and yet we're pretty good people.
Mm-hmm.
We add to the formula of salvation. That is not scriptural.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about what Jesus has done for us. We are sinners saved by grace, and sometimes when we're dealing with people that are not recognizing the sin in their own life, we end up loading on this idea that we're better than they are. And folks, that is wrong. Jesus went after that with passion toward the Pharisees.
Exactly.
And we need to be careful not to become a Pharisee.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you, I appreciate your book because you honored marriage. And I think that's been a big issue in our culture, is that we just have not honored marriage. We've really disrespected it. And I think that's an indictment on all of us. And, you know, we understand from the Bible that every blessing from above is good. And God is a good God. And he gave us this incredible blessing of marriage, which is society's greatest institution and strongest influencer of culture, isn't it?
It really is. It's the building block. You know, before the church as an institution, there was family.
Mm-hmm.
So God decided that was the first institution he was going to create with Adam and Eve, the family. And they bore children. And then things developed from there. When you look at all the issues in our culture, I believe they're all rooted in the family and and what's happening between spouses and between parents and their children.
Well, Jim Daly has been our guest, the president of Focus on the Family. Jim, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com and, of course, available at all the usual places, right?
Yes, it will. Thank you, Bill, for talking about it, and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yes, you got it. God bless you. Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman, Jim Daly on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Natural light is the best way to wake up any room in the house. If you're redecorating this summer, refresh a dark room with these tips.
Y'all don't have to burn your budget to bring that sunny, summery feeling into every corner of your home. One trick we use to open up a space is to hang mirrors across from the south and west-facing windows where the light is strongest for the best reflection. You can even attach one to the back of an old window frame to create the look of an extra window.
You'll be surprised at how much bigger and brighter the room feels. For our DIY purchases, we like to use our Bank America Card Cash Rewards credit card to earn 1% cash back on every purchase. And when we shop at wholesale clubs, we earn 2% cash back for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, which helps our renovation budget go even further.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Booyah! Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here with you. As always, good to have you along with us. You know, summer's here, and with the days getting longer, many are looking forward to spending time outside and giving their outdoor space a new look for the season. Now, when taking on summer home and garden projects, the cost of supplies can act as a deterrent to taking on new projects. So, how can families get their backyard summer ready without breaking the bank? Well, do-it-yourself and design experts Ben and Aaron Napier are with us right now, and they are in their own home and own backyard in Laurel, Mississippi, and they're here to provide tips and ideas to create a comfortable and functional outdoor living space this summer that's great for entertaining, gardening, and relaxing. So, Ben and Aaron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, and welcome to, Around America from Mississippi. How are we doing?
We're great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, how wonderful. You know, while big backyard projects can be intimidating and cost prohibitive, you guys got all the secrets, and you can break it down for us. So, Aaron, what's the first thing that we need to do?
I really love, if you're going to entertain during the summer months, if you're entertaining outside, not everybody's yard is perfect. And the best way you can camouflage an imperfect backyard is to string beautiful, like, twinkle lights all around the yard, and it makes it feel like you're on a movie set. It makes it feel magical, and it's the best way to set the mood for a great party outdoors. And we always like to save as much money as possible. It's an inexpensive way to make your yard look incredible. So we also use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because we get cash back when we buy things for our yard. Things like string lights, you can get at a wholesale club, and we get 2% cash back for buying those things. So you save money and then you get paid for saving money, and that's the way we like to do it.
Exactly.
All possible.
And this is something that was kind of new to me when Aaron and I got married, but she'll set up like basically a room outside, you know, with like rugs and pillows and lamps and everything, and so it instantly becomes more than just an outdoor space. It's an outdoor room, and so keep that in mind.
Pull some things out of the house down to your yard. Bring it in before it rains.
That's an awesome idea. You know, Ben, don't we love that about our women? I mean, they come up with twinkling lights, and next thing you know, they got the living room couch out in the grass in the front yard or in the backyard, and it becomes a conversational pit, right?
Right. It's maybe you've been falling down on the job and not watering your grass, not taking care of things. Suddenly, nobody notices that as much.
Yeah, exactly. But not us guys, because we're on top of it. I mean, hey, we're looking at Father's Day around the corner. We've earned it, right?
Exactly.
Well, Aaron, it sounds to me that you know how to stretch the budget. I mean, you're looking at this whole project holistically. We got bank cards in the working. We've got these ideas. I mean, if it was guys, we'd use these big pick and floodlights. I mean, you use these little twinkling lights that are all so sweet and lovely and romantic and everything. And even the guys, I mean, you can't help it. We go, hey, that's more better than floodlights.
Yeah, it's called,
right?
Bill, that's actually, I've learned that's called atmosphere.
Ambiance.
Yeah, see, Aaron, see why we need you? Because you even help us understand ambiance, you know?
Yes, I'm here to teach the world about ambiance.
Well, let's talk about perennial flowers that come back each year. That's a nice touch, huh?
Some of the things we like to do are more long-term. Like, you end up, they pay for themselves.
Because everybody's busy, and everybody wants to save money whenever you can. So planting annuals can get pricey, and it requires a lot of time because you have to do it after every season. So we like to plant perennials. They sprout up. They give you color. They change with the seasons, and you don't have to do anything except keep your beds maintained and weeded. And so that's my favorite way. If you're going to have flowers in your yard, go with perennials. Save your time and your money.
It's a long-term tip. And we also, we paint our porch floor with oil-based paint. And actually ends up, you get several years of use out of that as opposed to painting with latex, and it doesn't even last a season. So keep that in mind. And then we always, at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, we'll pressure wash our house and our fence, and it just gives everything a nice, fresh...
It looks like you repainted the house for a fraction of the price, and
yes,
that's to do with after pollen season. I don't know if pollen is as intense where you people are as it is where we are, but pollen is serious in Mississippi, so washing your home makes a huge difference.
Well, what's serious for me, I'm a California boy, okay, and now I'm in Florida, and let me tell you, what's serious here are bugs. I mean, these no-see-ums, I don't know. I'm sure God has a purpose for them, but they are annoying the heck out of me.
Yeah, Ben says mosquitoes are the Mississippi state bird. We totally get it.
I love that.
Citronella plants. Most people don't even know that citronella plants exist. This is something my mom put me onto, but she buys citronella plants, plant them all around your entertaining space outside, or put them in pots around on a patio or deck. And it keeps the mosquitoes away. You don't have to have a million candles burning everywhere to keep the mosquitoes away as long as you have the plant.
Yeah, great idea. Wow, we love Mom. Thank you very much, Mom.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yes.
Hey, Ben, what about music? Again, we're talking ambiance here. I mean, you know, after all, Aaron is teaching us atmosphere, ambiance, and you got to have the right music.
Yeah, that's something that people tend to not think about when they have a get-together, and so you'll go over... And even if it's an awkward situation or it's uncomfortable or if you got a bunch of people who don't know each other, if you've got a little bit of music there, then it suddenly just makes everything a little more comfortable, a little more fun. And so Aaron's actually the queen of
the playlist. It's critical to have the ultimate playlist that appeals to all age groups. It's hard to achieve the balance, but if you put the effort into it and you've got the playlist at the ready at any moment,
exactly.
For any party that pops up.
This day and age, everybody's got smartphones or some sort of music playing device that they can, hook to a dock or hook to a Bluetooth speaker. But if you don't have it available, we like to just drop our phone down into a plastic cup, any plastic cup from like a fast food restaurant, and it amplifies the speaker from the phone. And then it just gives you that little extra,
Ambiance?
Ambiance, yeah.
If you hide your plastic cup, though, it's not necessarily a beautiful cup, but it sounds great.
Wow, that's a great idea. Well, Erin, what are some of your other favorite do-it-yourself entertaining tips?
Do-it-yourself entertaining tips. Always try to have plenty of cold beverages on hand in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I like to have fresh squeezed lemonade. I like to make a sangria punch that's really, really good. With you just mix basically all the good juices at the grocery store together in one pitcher. Like refrigerate overnight with slices of orange and cranberries and lemon. Mm.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really great punch that, like, the kids can enjoy and the adults. Adults, if you want to spike it, I guess you could. But it's a great little recipe that's easy to throw together at the last second if you're having a party.
Hey, Ben, real quick, about 15 seconds here. What are some of the big mistakes people make? We want to make sure we avoid those.
Being in Florida, you'll understand this, but it gets so hot during the summer, and you'll ride around the neighborhood and you see people watering their yard in the middle of the day. And that actually, the sun actually evaporates that water, and the plants never get it. So it's important to do that in the morning. Same with cutting your grass. You want to kind of take it easy on your yard because you want it to stay soft and lush and green as long as possible.
Exactly.
And so that's something that people tend to mess up on. And then, you spend a lot of time and you'll fertilize and plant things, but if you don't water it immediately, then it's all for naught. So be sure and, water is your friend and it's your yard's friend. And be sure and look out for that.
Well, Ben and Erin Napier, TV hosts, do-it-yourselfers, and design duo experts on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the great ideas. Where can they go for more information, Erin? We're going to give you the last word.
Yeah, we've got bankofamerica.com/getcashback. You can see lots more tips on how to save money. And we have a daily journal that I write, What's Happening Around Our Neighborhood, at erinandben.co/journal.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
June is Men's Health Month, and while men may consider their weight and cholesterol this month, most men aren't aware of the attention they should also give to their bones. Osteoporosis is a lifelong disease that weakens bones over time. This makes bones more likely to break and could even lead to loss of height. Although people often associate osteoporosis with women, this disease also poses a significant health risk to millions of American men. In fact, one out of every four men over the age of 50 will experience a broken bone due to osteoporosis in their lives, greater than their likelihood of developing prostate cancer. A broken bone from osteoporosis can have a serious impact, making it difficult to get around and do things on your own. What's more, osteoporosis may not be seen or felt and can therefore go undetected until a bone breaks. It's important to understand your risk for osteoporosis and ways to manage the disease. Don't wait. Be proactive and start this conversation with your doctor today. This report is brought to you by Amgen.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. While you're dropping me the emails, tell me you want to be in the running for that free Young Messiah DVD and Blu-ray disc. And we'll put you in a hoppa, and if we draw your name, you've got a free DVD, Blu-ray disc coming your way. Make sure you do include your address with that email. That will be most helpful. Well, the number of women infected with the Zika virus during their pregnancies in the continental United States has risen to 234. This, according to health officials, the CDC declined to say how many of the women have given birth, citing confidentiality concerns for the women and their families. Supposedly, there are three reported children that have been born in the United States with the Zika virus. And we have the doctor who is in the house. Dr. Alita Eck is back with us. It is always good to have her insight and wisdom and calm, not only in matters of this, especially when we're talking about health care in the United States. Dr. Eck is a physician in internal medicine in private practice in New Jersey. She's been active in healthcare reform since her residency and served as president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons in 2012. Dr. Eck, always good to have you with us. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Real quick on the Zika virus, people are concerned about it. It's hitting the headlines again. Three reported babies have been delivered here in the United States with Zika. We've got athletes that are going to be attending the Rio Games that are already saying, look, I'm going to freeze my sperm because I don't want affected and infected by anything while I'm at the Olympic Games.
Right. It's a very frightening disease, especially because people contract it and often don't even have any symptoms.
Yes.
So you don't even know if you're carrying it.
Right.
It's important to note that it is people that have traveled to countries with the climate that engenders lots of mosquitoes that are the ones that are contracting it. So it's important to know that you just got to do the universal precautions of putting on the anti-mosquito, whatever you've got, medicines, the DEET, and prevent from being bitten by them.
Exactly.
All the women in the United States contracted it elsewhere. They didn't contract it in the United States, so that should calm down the women that are here.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, just one final question on it, because I want to get into your primary article about the medical delivery system in this country, is that Zika is not new. It's been around.
That's right. It's been around for probably 30 or 40 years. Why it has reached the headlines now, I am not sure. Maybe they've just figured out that it is what is causing the microcephaly, the small head in newborn mm-hmm. babies associated right. with mental retardation. That could be the reason why it suddenly has hit the headlines.
Right.
But, we've had that for a long time, too.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about your article, Healthcare and the Electoral Campaigns, and has organized crime hijacked our medical delivery system. People hear organized crime, and, you know, their ears perk up and go, what does that mean?
We all know what organized crime is. It basically makes everything cost more because there's this unseen middleman that's just siphoning money out of the system. It's the opposite of a true free market. That's what's happened in our healthcare system. And you'll find out the insurance companies and the government seem to be in cahoots to make things cost more, and it either enriches politicians or hospital executives or insurance company executives, and it's not good for patients or physicians.
Well, and as you point out, this is problematic, and you know, people are wondering what happened with Obamacare. It was touted to be the answer, although many people, you know, had their warning flags up and were shouting the clarion alarm, such as you and your husband were doing, because even though it was very difficult to understand the almost, what, 2,700 pages of the bill, and now, what, over 30,000 pages, I think, was the last estimate of regulations, you know, it's hard to understand it. It's a very complex bill. But even what you could understand, you know, set off the warning flags.
It's not good. 92% of all the medical transactions ought to just be directly paid by the patient. It shouldn't go through a big bureaucratic insurance company. And 92%, I use that number because 92% of us don't spend more than $5,000 on health care in a given year. So if you paid directly, everything would be less expensive. You wouldn't have that costly middleman, that hidden middleman, in the middle. And I give the example of somebody getting lab tests that are, the charge is $700, and then insurance knocks it down to, say, $400, and then you pay half, which is $200, and it turns out that those exact lab tests could be obtained for $57.
Exactly.
If you paid cash. That's where the middleman has just gotten in the middle, and you feel good, you think you have insurance, great, they're going to save me. No, they're going to make things cost more.
Exactly. Well, and a lot of things, and I was really surprised to understand this myself, Dr. Eck, and I may have mentioned it to you. And you being a doctor, this is all, you know, part of the process. You understand this very, very easily. But for me, I was shocked to really understand what the insurance companies do, that they're really holding you hostage in terms of paying that bill that you submit anywhere from 90, 120 days, that your administrative costs just to administrate the processing of insurance paperwork and everything is about, you know, average, I think, 35-40% of a doctor's office. So all this stuff is middleman markup that is just inflating the cost of the medical delivery system, right?
Of everything, right. Doctors have doubled in the past 30 years. The number of doctors, number of bureaucrats has increased by 3,000%.
Wow. What does tell you?
Those people are all getting paid, and that's called the healthcare system.
Yeah. And so what is the answer here? I mean, we've got co-ops that are failing. Republicans have been saying forever they want to repeal and replace. And I say, well, by now you got to tell me what you're going to replace it with. I think anybody's willing to look at another alternative. But we need to get our hands around what it is that you're offering.
Well, there's this little wedge of freedom. You know, you have this healthcare pie, and you got Medicare and Medicaid and all these that are taking up part of it. But there's a little wedge of doctors and patients who are contracting just between themselves. There's something called direct primary care, which is a great option. People just go to their doctor and say, look, I'll pay you $50 a month. Just take care of me. And the doctors are happy to do that because, unbelievably, that is really sufficient in order to keep a doctor in business and happy and earning a living and not having to just ask the bureaucracy to do things for patients. So then the patient can call, the office visit's covered. They could be contacted on Facebook, email. It's just you have a direct relationship with your doctor. That's a great idea that's really emerging as a as an alternative.
Let's stay on that for just a second, because that's a great idea, and you and I have talked about this a little bit, and I do cash and care with my doctors. How many doctors are now moving to that system?
It has increased exponentially. I think most of the primary care doctors are definitely looking at it. The new ones that are coming out have all this debt, and they're saying, how am I going to pay this off? And they see that they get paid so little by the third party. So they're moving into it. I don't know the numbers for how many are doing it.
What's a built-in loyalty program, isn't it?
Sure.
Absolutely.
And, you know, doctors
yeah.
love their patients. The patients love their doctor. And what could be better than and the doctors knowing their patients?
Right. Well, let's talk about, you know, Hillary Care 2.0, because, you know, if she gets elected and she gets in, Obamacare is going to be even more wackier.
Yeah, she claims that the reason why Obamacare is bad is, if it is bad, she's being careful how she says it, is that you're letting insurance companies kind of rule the roost. And what she would like to do is what she was trying to do back when she set up Hillary Care in the 90s was to just have a government take over completely, which I can't tell you will be such a disaster for patients.
I don't know why you say that, because they have so many examples of doing such an outstanding job, Dr. X.
We have the VA, we've got Medicaid, we've got all these big government programs that are costing the taxpayers a fortune and are really failing the patients. Yeah, why would they think that we should all be in it and we'd be better off?
Well, it's got to come to a point where America says enough is enough here. But again, I think like anything, this requires leadership. And, you know, hearing, you know, leadership vision from people like yourself, Dr. Eck, is a start. But we need a bigger microphone, bigger megaphone to get out there to open up these opportunities. And the one thing about this, like you say, this free market system that we enjoy, it's not dead yet. And doctors are finding ways to be able to work within the definition of Obamacare. Now, people that do this concierge sort of processing with doctors, is this Obamacare qualified, so where they're not going to get penalized or what?
They still have to buy insurance with a high deductible. And if the tweaking of Obamacare would be to allow for insurance companies to provide that kind of plan without all the supervision below their deductible. That would be the solution, and it's definitely doable. So you want everybody to buy health insurance, okay, that's all right, but just don't make it so expensive and don't make it where it covers every little hangnail. It needs to cover the catastrophic things like most insurance does.
Exactly. And that's the most important thing, is covering the catastrophic. You know, I still haven't gotten that number yet, because when this all started, supposedly there was 30, I've heard numbers upward of as much as 50 million people that were not covered by health insurance. And I keep asking government officials, how many of those uncovered have we covered, and how many that were covered before are not covered?
The sad thing is that most of those that are newly covered are under Medicaid. And Medicaid, they send them a big book that says, look at all these doctors you can call. They call the office, and the doctors don't take new patients.
Yeah, they're booked.
Exactly. So they're not getting doctors. They're not getting care. The taxpayers are just paying dearly for patients to not get care.
Well, Dr. Alida Eck has been with us. Dr. Eck, as always, great to have your insight. And you brought up a good point here that I know our listeners are going to be going and checking out and asking doctors if they want to set up some sort of monthly consistent program. She's a physician, internal medicine, in private practice in New Jersey. Dr. Eck on Bill Martinez Live.
From the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.